Check every act of yours, right from Amrit Vela onwards. Ask yourself, is my drishti alaukik? Is my face always cheerful? Is it stable and alaukik? Or does my pose or mood keep changing from time to time? Or is it that when I'm sitting in yoga or when I am doing some special service, my awareness is elevated, is spiritual? Or is it that even if I am doing ordinary acts, my face and behavior are special, unique, elevated? If at that time anyone would look at you and you are very busy in physical work, at that moment and there is and there is something which is causing which is causing great distress, there is a soul in the audience who has become very emotional. And she has started, I think, screaming. And she is being taken out and Baba has asked, now where did your intellect go? Because Baba was saying that even if there's upheaval in the atmosphere, there's great disturbance, but at that time, what is your stage like? And at that very moment, the lady started screaming. And people ran to catch hold of her and she's been taken out. So Baba's asking, where did your intellect go? So, check. whether your words, your acts, face. In spite of you doing ordinary work, are detached and lovely. Are you able to experience yourself in that way, detached and lovely, in spite of you doing ordinary acts? Supposing a soul comes in front of you all of a sudden. At that time, with your vibrations, your words and acts, he should be able to understand that you are an alaukik angel. Bap Dada knows that there are very good effort makers who are really doing very good efforts too. They are flying. But Bap Dada wants to see some newness in the 21st century from you. You are very good, you are special, you are great. However, the basis for Baba to be revealed is that in spite of you doing ordinary acts, your acts should be like that of an angel. your stage should be that of an angel. Baba does not want to hear any excuse that, Baba, what can I do? The situation was such. The circumstance was such. The problem was such. And therefore, I behaved in a very ordinary way. An angel means the one who is always an embodiment of the awareness in the corporeal form too. It shouldn't be only up to the stage of understanding, not only up to the stage of knowing, but to the stage of being an embodiment of it. You have to bring in a transformation to such an extent that whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, your stage should be alaukik. Is it like that? Or you fluctuate when something happens? It shouldn't be that, as is the situation, show be your stage. Why should you change your stage? Let the situation change, but your high stage should be able to change the situation. Not that you change. You should be able to change your words, not your words change you. What is the meaning of transformation?
Practical life ka sample.
It means to be a sample of. What is the meaning of sample in practical life? Should it be that your stage be on the basis of whatever situation or circumstance there is, that even ordinary people are able to do it? However, an angel means
shall see me but
the one who is beyond ordinary or old ways of acting or behaving.